everybody, and welcome to the Artist First World Radio Network, home of the best new music you've never heard, and home of the best new talk shows you need to hear. Please don't forget to visit our archives page at www.artistfirst.com, where you can hear all our past shows for free and on demand. You are tuning in to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. This show airs at 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Thursday. For more information about the show and to listen to past shows for free on demand, please visit artistfirst.com/chitchat.htm. And don't forget to follow Artist First on Twitter. You can find us under the Twitter handle @artist_first. And now here are your hosts of Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark, Lisa, Nancy, and Betty Ann.
Welcome, everybody. Hi. Welcome to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark. We're airing live from artistfirst.com. We have a really great show for you tonight. We have some really cool guests. We have our first guest is going to be Jessica Pfister. She's the director of La Mystère Lingerie, so we're going to talk about some sexy underwear. And then we have Dr. Adrienne Deneff from Harvard Medical School. She's a Harvard Medical School graduate, and she's a skincare expert. So grab your martini, slip into something comfortable, put on your best high heels, and stay and chat with us. Girls, Bradley Cooper, People Magazine, said that he's the sexiest guy alive. What are your
thoughts? I believe it.
You
I like him for the choice.
You do? Really?
Well, yeah, I like him in his
beautiful
movies. I like that.
Man.
Yeah, he's like real kind of rugged, but yet funny. I love him in the movie The Hangover.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, I didn't think that movie was that funny. I like
that's the
Jack
funniest
better.
Movie I've ever seen in my life.
You think it's the funniest movie you've ever seen in your life?
I do.
The Hangover?
Yeah,
oh, I
do.
I thought it was stupid. I didn't think it was funny.
But anyway, Bradley Cooper, wow.
He's good looking.
Yeah.
I like Hugh Jackman better myself. That's just me. I'm a Hugh Jackman kind of guy. Girl. And I like James Franco. They're my two guys. But
well,
so, I mean, Bradley Cooper's very, very handsome. There's no getting around that.
Well, Lisa, on your Facebook page, and Chit Chat Cafe Live listeners, you know, everyone just is drawn to Lisa's Facebook page. She entertains us daily. When you had your own poll, it was Richard Gere who was the winner,
and
wasn't
Johnny
it?
Depp, and Johnny Depp. Richard Gere and Johnny Depp were the two hands-down winners.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Betty Ann, who do you think's the sexiest guy in Hollywood?
I don't know. I mean, Bradley Cooper's hot. So is Johnny Depp. So is Hugh Jackman. I mean, I don't really
have
one particular favorite.
Okay, you jump in the
And so right now we are publicly inviting Hugh Jackman to join us.
He's in New York now. He's doing a one-man show.
I think we should go.
We should go.
I know. I saw him in
person. And then we'll get to meet him.
I saw him in person, I think it was like 2004. I saw The Boy from Oz for 2003 in person. I was like maybe three rows from the stage. I saw him sweating. He was so sexy. And he's got like the best personality, too. That's what's so good about Hugh Jackman. He just seems like such a nice guy.
A nice family man.
Yes.
Yeah.
And sexy as hell. Oh, my God. Kill me now.
Well,
you like Michael Bublé.
Michael Bublé for his singing.
Do you think he's pretty cute?
I do. But I think, you know, I like the people's choice of Bradley Cooper this year. I think that's a good choice.
I think he's very handsome.
Yes.
Yeah, but then there's George Clooney.
You know what? I think he's handsome. He just doesn't do it for me.
He's really hot. He's, like, going to be hot forever. He'll be 80, 90 years old, and he'll be hot.
He's not a guy you want to grab and kiss.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, girls,
you know,
speaking of a hot actor, you know what? Justin Timberlake, isn't that wonderful that he took that corporal to her Marine ball?
Yeah, that was nice.
Yeah,
it really was nice.
Yeah, she made a YouTube video inviting him.
That was, I'm crushing on Justin Timberlake lately.
I'm
impressed with his acting. He seems like a cool guy. He just seems
really
cool. At first, I thought he was an ass maybe like 3 years ago. But no, I think he's a really good actor, and he just seems like a cool guy that he would do this, that he would take his time to go the ball with her, I think, was really, really, really fabulous.
Yeah, absolutely. Although I have to say, now that the new Twilight movie is coming out, tomorrow. Actually, tonight they have midnight showings. Edward, you know, Robert Pattinson. He's
you
hot.
Like him? Well, guess what,
yeah,
girl?
I
got to meet Edward Pattinson 2 years ago.
Oh, you my God.
Him? In Chicago, we were at a restaurant, and he was at the table right beside us. And
Nancy.
In the restaurant left him alone until he was leaving, and then he took pictures with everyone.
Well, you know, if I was there, I would have got a picture. Did you get a picture?
Like I have a picture of him, and do you know what I did the best thing?
But you didn't get a picture with him?
No, I didn't get a picture with him. Nobody, you know, nobody was doing that. We were just taking pictures of him. He was in a hurry, leaving the restaurant. But guess what I did? It was around Christmas time, and I'm at Target, and I overheard this mother with her 14-year-old daughter telling the daughter, "Your father lost his job. We don't have Christmas this year." Guess what I said to the girl? I have Christmas for you, right here in my camera. I have Edward. So I made copies for her, 8x10s and everything.
Aww,
it was a fun
nice.
Time.
Yeah. Well, you know, I read all the books. I remember I read every single one, and then when the movies came out, the movies are exactly the books. Like, they didn't change anything. So I really enjoyed seeing the movie after I read the books, and I was so happy with the choice of actors because they were perfect.
Yeah.
You know? It's just a love story.
Yep.
You
well,
know.
Speaking of love stories, can you only imagine the gorgeous lingerie they wear in these movies? I bet it's La Mastire.
Yeah, I bet you it is.
Without further ado, I can't wait. I'd like to introduce our guest, Jennifer Pfister. She's the director of La Mastire Lingerie, and they're celebrating 20 years. Welcome to our Chit Chat Cafe live show.
Hi, thank you so much for having me, Lisa, Nancy, and Betty Ann. It's such a pleasure this evening.
Oh, we are delighted to have you, Jessica.
Thank you. I've really been enjoying your conversation about Sexiest Man Alive and Twilight, so it's really exciting.
Yeah, fun. Oh, well, we love your slogan about it's all about the fit.
Thank you. It absolutely is all about the fit. We put so many different components into our bras to ensure that each of them really have the highest quality componentry and the best fit on the market.
And you're known for, of course, lacy, gorgeous bras, but also your seamless T-shirt bra. Is that your most popular one?
Yes, it is. As a matter of fact, our 9955 T-shirt bra, which was created almost 20 years ago by our CEO and President Michael Rabinowitz, was also Oprah's favorite thing for spring back in 2005. Not only did she offer a free bra to the entire audience at that time, but she also featured our product on her show several times thereafter, actually even inviting our CEO to introduce the product on her show.
And does it come in different colors?
Since it's our number one seller, it's available in nude, black, white, and all different fashion colors each season. I have to tell you, though, nude and the natural tone is definitely the most important color in your wardrobe because it's seamless underneath any color, absolutely.
Well, good. That's what I was just about to ask you. So should we go, if we were to get one, should we go for the nude?
Yes, the nude is a great tone, firstly, underneath white, because it blends with any skin tone, and you won't see anything. Actually, a lot of women still think that white is the correct color bra to wear under a white T-shirt, but it's actually not invisible at that point. So the natural is a great tone to blend with anything.
So building your bra wardrobe, would you suggest getting the seamless bra first and then with your lacier bras?
That's a really great question. Actually, we recently teamed with Sharla Krupp. She's a New York Times bestselling author of How Not to Look Fat and How to Never Look Old. And we put together...
That's our guest.
Yes. Isn't she amazing?
Yes, we love her.
We love her, too. And we recently worked with her to create the ultimate bra wardrobe video, which is currently playing in the major department stores across the nation. So she suggests in the video really creating the perfect wardrobe for all of the garments that you have in your closet. Absolutely, the t-shirt bra is by far the style that you are going to get the most usage out of. It's kind of your everyday go-to bra.
Well, I'm so impressed by that video that I put that on my personal Facebook page that day it was released.
Oh, thank you so much. We really appreciate your support. Sharla was such an absolute pleasure to work with. Not only did we create the video with her, but we also did two events, one at the Bloomingdale's in New York City in early October, and another one at the Nordstrom's in the Westchester Mall. And we had such an amazing crowd come to hear her speak.
Well, it's just wonderful. We really are interested in hearing about all your bras. I know Betty Ann would like to ask you a few questions now.
Please.
Hi, Jessica. I want to ask you, do you have any shapewear in your line?
Well, we have a minimizer, which is what I call shapewear for your breasts. At this moment, we don't have any shapewear in the line, but it's definitely a very important market, and we are looking into it, absolutely.
What do you think about wearing lingerie as clothing? I mean, not like, you know, like, say, a top under a jacket or something.
Well, actually,
is acceptable?
We actually created a new style called the Cambria Cami Bra. It's based on our 965 lace t-shirt bra, which is has an amazing fit. And what we've done is we've draped the entire cups of the bra with this gorgeous lace, which really covers a lot of the cleavage and makes it more of a modesty type bra. And that's the type of bra I would definitely suggest you show off, whether you show it underneath a wrap dress or a really low plunge shirt or sweater. I think that's the type of thing that's definitely appropriate to show off. Also, we have some really sexy bustiers, both in white and in black.
Good.
Yeah, and a bustier is such a fun style to wear with a pair of jeans and either a cardigan or a blazer. I absolutely think that some innerwear can be outerwear, absolutely.
Actually, Lisa and I have an NFL alumni cheerleader affair to go to in a week. Bustier, Lisa.
Oh, yeah, okay.
Yeah, absolutely.
Bustier's there. But we're trying to figure out what are we going to wear, you know?
Right. Hmm. Well, you know what? If you ladies have time to, I don't know when the last time you've actually been fitted for your bra size, but as you know, we really suggest doing it at least once a year. So if it's been less than a year, I'd be happy to send you one in your size. But if it's been more than that, I'd love to get you in to meet with one of our fit specialists. That way they can kind of fit you specifically for what you're looking for and get you into the right size for your reunion.
Oh, okay. Perfect.
Yeah.
Right. Now, let me ask you a question. You have all these beautiful bra and panty sets, like, you know, all the beautiful things that you see in the catalogs, you see on your website, you know, the lacy bras and the pretty panties. Do people really wear those every day?
You know, that's a great question.
I always feel like something's wrong with me because I like to wear my comfortable stuff every day, even if it's pretty and match, but it's not that fancy, frilly, lacy, sexy that you see. Do people really wear that every day?
Honestly speaking, a lot of women are wearing t-shirt bras every day, so you are not alone. I am wearing the same thing. I wear a t-shirt bra. Why? Because it's smooth and it's seamless and it's giving me amazing support. However, we do have a few styles in our collection, namely the Isabella, which is like the sexiest, raciest style in our collection. It's gorgeous, like memory foam cups covered in a French cord lace. And that looks like the super, like, bombshell type style. But what we've done is the lace that we've selected to drape the cups in is actually seamless underneath a t-shirt as well. So I think it really depends on what you're wearing, but you can certainly kind of do this sexy on the inside, but I definitely recommend doing it for yourself. And when you do that kind of thing, you just kind of feel your absolute best on the inside. And it's good to know that you're wearing it. But, you know, it's really up to you and what makes you feel good.
No, I know that. But I was just wondering if people really do wear those every day.
You know what? They do. Some women do. I can't say that I'm one of those people. I'm wearing, like, the nude bra and the nude panty or, you know, black, dependent on my shirt. But some women really do. They feel like they need to dress from the inside out. And it's really amazing.
I'm looking at your sexy mama bra on the internet right now. That's a pretty
Isn't that so much fun? It's actually an interesting story how that bra was created. I found out my sister, who's 5 years older than me, she was pregnant. And I said to myself, you know, I know the nursing bras that are on the market, and I just cannot see my sister, who's like so chic, wearing one of those kind of frumpy nursing bras. So I went to the designer and I said, listen, we have to come up with a style that nursing women are going to be proud to wear. And so we worked really closely together to come up with that style. And I will tell you, my sister, who is still nursing, she absolutely loves that. And she feels good about herself. You know, that's a really challenging time for women just after giving birth, and, you know, your child is your number one priority. So every day when she put that on, she kind of remembered herself a little bit.
Now, what do you do about the back bacon, the back fat? Is there a bra that can help minimize that? Do you think have that stuff going on?
I love that question. And as a matter of fact, our president and CEO, he doesn't call it back fat. He calls it angel wings, which I think is a
back bacon.
Back bacon. I love it. You know what? It is a big issue, but if you're wearing the correct back band size with a style that has, you know, supportive wings, it's definitely minimized. We do have a brand new style coming out called Smooth Operator. It'll be in the stores mid-spring in 2012. And to minimize the appearance of your angel wings. It is a big issue for women, absolutely, and everyone is so self-conscious about it. But the truth of the matter is everyone has it, even the skinniest models, you know, who we use in our photo shoots, everyone has it. It's just kind of natural.
Now, if I remember correctly, Charlotte, she really likes the Isabella Oliver lace.
Yes, she does. She absolutely loves that style.
I love it.
And it's so pretty. And you know what's great about it? It starts at a 30 back band, which is great for petite women like Charlotte. A lot of brands start at a 34. But in reality, there are so many women out there with a very small body frame. So we've really tailored our line to not only fit the 30 back bands, but also going up to a 44. We've really kind of run the gamut in the back size.
Do more women wear thongs or panties or hipsters? Or boy shorts? What's the most popular panty?
Sure. Well, just as in fashion and it being so cyclical, it really is the same for panty trends, which is just kind of mind-blowing. 2 years ago, thongs were all the rage, but right now, boy shorts and high waist briefs are the most in demand.
High waisted, like granny panties?
Yes, granny panties. We're going back to that kind of retro Mad Men feel. So women are really seeking those high waist panties, believe it or not.
Wow. Because for me, once you wear a thong, I can't go back.
You know what? I feel the same way as you, and no matter how many fantastic styles that I have the opportunity to kind of wear test in the office, I am still so stuck on thongs. I think they give you just like a completely seamless and smooth look, and they're just so comfortable.
Hmm. Interesting. Granny panties, huh?
Yes, it is, isn't it? It really is interesting. And, you know, we have the opportunity to pick the brains of our buyers for all of the major department stores, and they say just so many women come in looking for those high-waisted styles. I have to admit, though, I often wear a lot of knit dresses, and while I don't wear the high-waisted bottoms, I can see how it would be really nice to wear them once in a while to hold in your tummy, especially the lower tummy, which is so hard to kind of keep tight.
They just look so big.
They do.
I actually saw years ago, someone had a, you know how people hang flags outside of their house? Someone had a flag, and the flag was a pair of giant granny panties.
Oh, boy. Oh, my gosh.
Well, I love your fall line with the beautiful burgundy colors and the berry.
Thank you. Yes, the berries have been such a huge trend this season. Also in our fall line, we've designed a special bra for our 20th anniversary. It's actually the Isabella in a colorway called Platinum Anniversary. So it's a gorgeous, shimmery pearl essence cup covered in a platinum lace, and it's due in stores later this month. It is stunning. I just can't wait for that to hit the floor. Also in our fall lineup is the 965 lace tisha, which is one of our top-selling styles, in an awesome wildcat print, because you know animal print, no matter how many times it comes into fashion, it is always a hot seller every time it comes back. So we've wrapped our top-selling style in a really beautiful wildcat print, which is kind of more neutral tones and browns and blacks and grays.
That sounds lovely.
What department stores can we, I mean, I know there's like a lot of small specialty stores, but what
sure.
like major department stores can we find us?
Absolutely. You can find us at Nordstrom's, Dillard's, Bloomingdale's, Saks, Neiman Marcus.
All the good ones.
Yeah, we're in great stores. And if you go onto our website, lemastere.com, we actually have a store locator, so you can find the closest retailer nearest you. And you can also set up a fit appointment with one of our consultants. So we have 40 fit consultants nationwide, and these are women who are working for Les Mystères and are really trained in the art of bra fitting. And you can make an appointment with them online, which is so, so convenient.
Well, Jessica, we are just so honored and thrilled. Les Mystères is gifting the three of us with bra and panty.
Absolutely. It is my pleasure, and it's Les Mystères' pleasure to give that to you.
We are just, we can't believe it. We have a hard time deciding on the t-shirt, the lace, the Isabella, the thong, the French roast, the berry.
I'm getting something sexy.
Yeah, me too.
Yes, we have two.
Actually, tomorrow morning, I'm going to Nordstrom's and Bloomingdale's at the Mall of America. I live in Minnesota. And I'm going to spend my morning trying on Les Mystères.
Thank you so much. That is so wonderful. We have a wonderful assortment at the Nordstrom's and Mall of America, and we have a fit specialist nearby. And she would absolutely love to meet with you and get you into your right size and get you some Les Mystères garments. I think you're really going to enjoy what we have to offer.
Well, we're just thrilled. Would you join us again and chat more maybe about the spring things that are coming out?
Yeah, absolutely. I would love to join you guys again. It would be my pleasure.
We've enjoyed chatting with you tonight, Jessica.
Thank you so much for having me. It was such a pleasure meeting you all.
You have a really cool job.
You know what? I have to say, I am very lucky. I love my job. It is amazing. And to create something that really does make a difference in women's lives, that makes me feel really good. So I am lucky. Thank you very much. Yeah.
One last question. Is your underwear door nice and neat? Or do you throw everything in there?
You know what? I have my bras and my underwear separated. So my underwear, they're a mess. They're all just thrown in. But my bras, I really do take really good care of them, and I stack them neatly just because I know all of the good quality European microfibers and laces that go into them. I could never wrinkle them. It's just so against what, you know. And I do also hand wash my bras, too, just
right,
because
that's what we were just going to ask.
Yes, I definitely recommend hand washing your bras. I know it takes a little bit of time and we're all so super busy these days, but when you're making an investment on a good quality bra, I think it's definitely worth it. If you can't hand wash, I do recommend at least making sure the back hooks are hooked, putting them in a lingerie bag and putting them on the gentle cycle, but please never put them in the dryer. That will definitely shrink them, and we don't want your bra size, to not fit you well.
Well, thank you so much, and we're going to definitely have you back on in the new year to give us tips for new year, new you, new underwear, what to get rid of.
And it's all about the fit.
Okay, we're going to have you back.
Thank you so much. It was a pleasure. Have a wonderful evening and happy holidays.
You too.
You're delightful.
Thank you. Thank you. Bye now.
What a doll. How cute is she?
Oh, so much fun. Well, we're thanking our sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup and Intimacy Bras tonight. Stay tuned. We're going to return after a quick commercial to speak with skincare expert Dr. Adrian Dines.
Now back to Chit Chat Cafe Live After Dark.
Hello, I would like to introduce our next guest, Dr. Adrian Dines. She has a skincare line, and we see her often on QVC. Hello, Dr. Dines.
Hi. Hello. My name is Dr. Adrian Dines, and I am so happy to be here. Thank
we
you for inviting me.
We love your skincare products.
Thank
I'm
you
so
very
excited
much.
To be able to talk to you tonight.
Oh, I'm so honored. Thank you so much. This is great.
Can we talk about your skincare products? I would love to find out about your science-based skincare. It's very exciting.
Truly is. You know, there's so much more that we can do for your skin as compared to even 5 years ago, 10 years ago. This is truly a different world out there for skincare now. We can make some genuine changes in the condition of your skin in terms of the look of lines and wrinkles, skin textures, skin consistency, tautness, firmness to your skin. It's truly a different world out there if you are using the right scientific tools, the right scientific ingredients.
Can you tell us about your six-step program?
I would love to. You know, there is more to skincare than just wash your face and put on a cream and go to bed. There's a lot more than that. There are really six steps that you have to do every day, and I don't mean to overwhelm you, but let me explain what the six steps are, and then I'm sure you'll sign up to this because it's really, really important. The first step is, of course, you wash your face. But then you have to exfoliate, and that's a critical step, a truly critical step. Because as we grow older, the skin doesn't exfoliate itself so readily. So you end up with a thick layer of dead old skin cells that are basically kind of stifling your skin. Your skin loses radiance. The pores begin to get clogged. The skin becomes kind of dull and tired and grayish because the dead old skin layer is sitting on top. Now, that's why you have to exfoliate. And you have to exfoliate in a scientific way, you know. Most people think they exfoliate enough, they are not even close to where they should be. So the first step, the first product that I would recommend is an exfoliating pad. You probably tried that, haven't you? My facial firming pads. Yes, exactly. And, you know, within days you'll see a change in the appearance of your skin. Maybe you could tell us something about what you felt or what you saw about after using the pads for a few days.
This felt like smoother.
Smoother. Like, that's exactly it. Yes.
You don't feel like that. It's a little bit like your hand runs right across your face, and it's very smooth. It doesn't feel like that little bit of a tug of dryness.
Exactly. God, you are right on. This is great. You sound like a very young girl, so you probably don't have the problem of women who are middle-aged plus like myself. But if you can, no, seriously, I don't know how old you are, but you sound very young. So, anyway.
Tell me after the chat.
What? You'll tell me after the chat. Okay, no problem. I'm used to telling my age on television all the time, so for me it doesn't faze me. But in any event,
well,
you were right on.
You're beautiful, and I don't know how old you are, but you're gorgeous, and your skin is perfect, and we want to look just like you.
I am well into my 50s, and you are so kind, and you make me feel like a million bucks. What?
So tell us how to do it.
Yes, how to do it. So facial firming pads. I have a glycolic acid-based pad that wash your face, and then you just take this pad out and just run it across your face for about a minute, half a minute to a minute, just rub your face. The glycolic acid will literally lift away dead old skin cells. As you are wiping your face, you are literally wiping away the look of age. It's absolutely remarkable. And it also softens the look of lines also. Now, you know, honestly, I am, how should I put it? I don't want to sound like a saleswoman because I really am not. I honestly, I don't need to sell anything. I am fine. But I've seen so many positive results with these pads. People really, it's kind of a transforming experience for them on their skin. So that's why I wholeheartedly recommend it. It's called the Advanced Facial Firming Pads from my line. It's an excellent first step. Then the next step you do is, now you have your skin exposed. The dead old skin cells are basically, much of it is gone away. The skin is open to receive the best of science. That's when you hit it with a thin liquid that is very rich in advanced scientific ingredients such as peptides, vitamin C, various amino acids in the form of peptides, resveratrol, other advanced ingredients to stimulate collagen production in your skin. This is what your skin needs. The reason I love serums, especially water-soluble serums, is that it delivers the ingredients to the skin much better than a cream. Cream comes later. First a serum, put it on your skin, let it permeate the skin, and let it deliver the advanced scientific ingredients. I have some great serums. I have a 76% peptide serum, for instance. It is perhaps the highest content peptide serum in the marketplace today. So the second step is you take your serum, lightweight water-based serum, and deliver the best ingredients that you can find on the marketplace. Then you have to seal the skin. The skin is open. It needs moisture now. It needs lipids now. So that's when I recommend my my Hydro Shield serum, which is a serum based on lipids. And you probably have used that product. I don't know. Hydro Shield serum, I must have sent it to you. Have mm-hmm. you tried it?
Yeah, it makes your face look like it's, I'm trying to think of the word.
Luminescent.
Yeah, vibrant.
Vibrant, exactly, exactly, so true. And in addition, you know, if you have dry skin, or even if it's just normal skin, but you have dry lines around the eye area, when you put this Hydro Shield serum on, the dryness disappears. These dry lines vanish in their appearance really, really well. Now, why is that? This Hydro Shield serum is very special. It contains lipids that are virtually identical to your own skin's lipids. And that is a very important statement, because most lipids that you put on a bit of regular cream or serum, they have nothing to do with your skin. Honestly, they are just kind of casually related. The skin doesn't embrace it. Mine is very different in that I was purposefully using the exact replica, the exact same structural molecule that your skin possesses. The skin makes for itself. So it's kind of, it's like for your skin, it's like a relative that all of a sudden comes to visit. So they shake hands, and your skin cells say, oh yes, where have you been? I missed you. This just feels all right. Anyway, so this serum has some very interesting properties. It softens the look of lines and wrinkles. And I have a clinical study to show that it increases the level of hydration by 184% in 15 minutes. And that is an extraordinary number. Truly is an extraordinary number. This is so unusual. It's almost unprecedented in the marketplace. 184% increase. It's almost three times the level of hydration in 15 minutes time. So, of course, your dry lines and wrinkles appear to be much better, and it holds the moisture into your skin for a very long time. Then your night cream comes next to seal these wonderful ingredients into your skin and hold it there overnight. I have a number of wonderful night creams. One of them is Facial Firming Age Corrector Cream. I have a Hydro Shield Dream Cream if you are drier. These are very, very well-made creams. They are lightweight. At the same time, they are really able to hold on to moisture and hydration in your skin overnight. So these are the six steps. Now, of course, during the daytime, the key is to protect your skin. Shall I continue with the daytime? Might as well.
Yeah.
Yes, of course. So during the day, you have two things that you have to do to your skin. Of course, you have to clean, but you have to seal your skin. You have to deliver lipids to your skin, because your skin is literally attacked the entire day. You walk into an air-conditioned room. The room is very dry. Water begins to leave your skin, unless, of course, you have your Hydro Shield on that holds water in your skin. That's very, very important. During the winter, when it's cold, the level of humidity in the air is extremely low. So when you step outside, I don't know if you spend any time in the cold. You probably are living in a warm climate, so you're a lucky person. But for us up north, during the winter, we all experience dry skin, and the reason is that water evaporates. Water leaves the skin as soon as you step outside. So it is your most important job in the morning to put on a layer of Hydro Shield that holds in moisture with these skin identical lipids, so your skin doesn't dry out. So two things you have to do in the morning. Make sure that you are protecting your skin so you don't lose humidity, don't lose hydration. The second step is, of course, protect yourself from the sun. Now, I'm a medical doctor, and you know, when you're working as a doctor and you see hundreds of patients coming out in and out of your room, you have a way to judge what sun does to your skin. For instance, I never forget the image of an old lady who was baking in the sun all her life, and she was wearing a bathing suit in Florida. Her chest was like an old purse, literally an old leather purse. But when you look at the breasts, the breasts that were covered, it looks like a young girl's skin. It was amazing. I don't know if you've ever had a chance to see something like this. It's obviously you have to be a doctor, more or less. But
I've seen that.
I know you have seen that. And most people have. And somehow it doesn't register what's happening here. But what is happening here is that sun versus no sun is as simple as that. Sun is your single worst enemy, ladies. And trust me, I'm a medical doctor. I've seen it so many times. I wish I could convey how bad, how tragically bad sun can be to your skin. Nearly everything that you hate about your skin, like lines, wrinkles, freckles, age spots, enlarged pores. How about capillaries around the nose? Loss of firmness to your skin. All that has to do with the sun, as simple as that. 98% of what we think of as aging is sun exposure. It, as simple as that. Now, of course, you may say that, well, I don't go to the beach. This doesn't even affect me. I'm just fine. I never bake in the sun. Well, that's fine. The sun finds you. You can be walking into the supermarket. You can walk to the parking lot. You can just everyday exposures, 5 minutes here, 10 minutes there, it adds up to some serious sun damage.
Yeah.
And this is really the cardinal reason why we look older when we are older. It's cumulative effect of sun.
Yeah.
So,
reverse effects, like once it's already damaged?
Like
crepey eyelids. You know how your eyelids start to get crepey looking? You don't have to scream with your lids, do you?
I know everything about that. I know. It is excruciatingly difficult. Honestly, eyelids, just about the... There's virtually nothing we can do for the eyelids other than surgery, to be honest. So the best thing I can tell you is that if you're still young if your eyelids are still not crepey, every single day, SPF 30 on your eyelids, around the eyes, this is how you keep your skin.
Does eye cream because, go on your eyelids too, or just under the eyes when you use an eye cream?
In most cases, you put it only under the eyes. The upper eyelid swells so easily that most creams just make you more swollen on the upper eyelid. I do have an upper eyelid cream which avoids this problem, But the amount of repair that you have to do in order to repair a crepey eyelid is virtually impossible to do by topical means. The only thing that can truly help it is some deep laser, some deep chemical peels with a long recovery, or surgery. And that's the honest truth. I mean, I can pretend I do have a very good upper eyelid cream, but if you have crepiness, it will not even touch the problem. There is no topical cream that can even have the vaguest influence on a crepey eyelid. It is a major problem. Topical skincare will not take care of it. So the best thing you can do is be religious about putting SPF 30 on the upper eyelid and under the eyes every single day, even if it rains. I made an SPF 30 cream, and I'm very proud of this cream, honestly. I made an SPF 30 cream that looks like a primer, looks like a foundation when you put it on your face. So you don't look horrific. Like most SPF 30s, they look ugly and greasy and white, and you just want to run the other direction when you put it on your face. It's just bad looking. So I had to come up with a solution in order to be able to make my patients wear this cream every single day, because if it is sitting on the drawer, it doesn't do anybody any good. So I made a cream that you really don't mind wearing because it makes you look gorgeous. You know, it's a primer, it's a combination of primer, a bit of foundation, nice coverage, nice self-adjusting color that makes anyone look very, very pretty. It is also your day cream. You don't need an extra day cream. It is your SPF 30 broad spectrum protection. This is super important, broad spectrum. That's the key. So this cream really can go on the upper eyelid, around the eyes, all over the face, and it makes you look gorgeous. And that was my objective. So I can hand you a tube and tell you, put this on your face. You will look prettier now, and you'll look prettier in 10 years, because basically we are able to avoid much of photo aging.
What about liver spots and sunspots?
Same thing.
Just like a topical cream?
Well, there are a few serums on the market, not creams. Creams are not really strong enough. A few topical serums, but the effect is so minimal, and it takes so long. The effect is truly minimal. There are chemical peels, deeper peels that doctors can do for you that can take away these superficial liver spots, age spots. Laser can do a good job as well, but these are invasive. You have to recover you have to hide for a week, a couple of days. So it's a difficult thing to do. Honestly, if you have a chance, prevent it. That's your most powerful weapon. If you already have it, go to a doctor. The doctor is able to give you some prescription strength, hydroquinone, retinol that can improve the condition nicely. And, of course, there are also more invasive tools. As I've said, there are a couple of over-the-counter items that are okay. I mean, I have perhaps the strongest fader on the marketplace. It's called Damage Reversal. It's a pad combination of glycolic acid and hydroquinone. It's pretty strong stuff, but even that is not able to do it's not able to deliver a profound dramatic change if you have serious sunspots. So make sure that you prevent. That's your number one job. Prevent, protect what you have. Protect the upper eyelid, protect the around the eye area because crow's feet develop from sun exposure. Protect your skin from freckles, sunspots, especially if you live in a warm climate. And please try to use this SPF 30 cream that I made you because at least it looks nice on your skin. You don't have to hide. You don't have to put on powder. It has a nice matte finish. It's called SPF 30 Defense Day Cream. It's one of my most popular award-winner products. And I made it because I just feel so strongly about protecting your skin because I know how difficult it is to undo the damage. It's truly very difficult. Very difficult. Sorry, I'm talking too much. Yes.
No.
You probably have some questions here.
No. Do you have body products? What about, the skin on your body as far as keeping it, young looking and not like crepey again? That crepiness.
Yes, crepiness. It's from the sun. The crepiness is from the sun, ultimately. It appears around the knees as we grow older. Then the arm, especially the inner surface of the lower arm, the upper arm. Yes, sun, and of course some of it is aging and some of it is loss of muscle underneath. It's a very difficult problem to solve. It's a truly difficult problem to solve. You need some strong ingredients to be able to improve the condition. I have these glycolic acid pads for the face. They are actually very good for body parts as well. I have a larger size pad, very much loaded with glycolic acid and other ingredients that firm the appearance of your skin. It's a larger surface, so it's easier to handle on the body. And that helps. And it helps as much as science can help right now, honestly. The best measure, again, I don't want to sound like a broken record, just get out of the sun. Just protect your skin from the sun because that's the root of crepiness and aging skin. Very important also for ladies who are perimenopausal, postmenopausal, make sure that you visit a doctor who can give you a natural hormone replacement because some of the crepiness that comes is as a result of the loss of estrogen progesterone in the system. Now, I only endorse natural bio and identical hormone replacement coming from a doctor's office. I don't believe in these pharmaceutical, horse urine derived estradiol, etc., because that can cause some tragic consequences, including cancer. But the natural, the bioidentical hormone replacement is very, very helpful for most women, and it can actually improve the condition of the skin from within as well.
Well, Dr. Dinesh, so, I've enjoyed your products for many years, and
thank you very much
for sharing your products with us. We have on our treatments right now as you're speaking to us, hoping to look more beautiful.
So tell me, what are your experiences? What did you see? What sort of changes did you see in your skin?
Well, like Betty Ann was saying, you know, just using the firming pads, our skin feels so much smoother. And here I thought that I was exfoliating properly until I used these.
That's exactly right. Most women have absolutely, they don't even touch the surface. They exfoliate very, very little. Because they just don't know any better. The products that are sold as exfoliators, they are so weak, so ineffective. Exfoliation is a serious business, and it gives you great results if you really hit it right. And it's hard to find a product that exfoliates to the right extent. And I do believe that this facial firming pad that I sent you, it has this ability to give you the right amount of exfoliation. It's for every day, and it just gives you, it takes away the right amount of dead old skin cells, and it's liberating the skin underneath that is much younger looking and fresher looking.
Good. Now, do you also have any supplements that you recommend that are good for your skin?
Wow, that's a very interesting question. Well, it's difficult to say. There's only one supplement that I know of that has some reliable clinical studies showing some positive impact on the skin. It's astaxanthin, and it's a ingestible supplement. It's a very high level antioxidant, and it has some, it shows some relationship to improving the condition of the skin, but don't expect anything dramatic. You can expect a little improvement, but it's kind of minimal, honestly. How shall I put it? The damage that 5 minutes of sun exposure can do is so much compared to the little bit of improvement that comes from taking the right antioxidants. So really, it all comes back to the same question or same answer, really. Protect your skin, prevent damage, and that's the most important job you have. As I've said, the only orally ingestible supplement that I can recommend for this purpose is astaxanthin. That can be very, very powerful. I don't manufacture it, but there are a couple of reliable vitamin companies that can give you this product.
Well, we are very
overall,
interested.
Yes.
And we're
overall,
very excited about all your products. You know, what would be most helpful to us, New York City quite often. It would be a delight to meet you in person.
Wow, I would love that.
I was a lifeguard for 10 years.
Oh, don't even tell me. Don't even tell me, you
too.
Poor girl, what you did
to
your skin.
And you don't want to know that we wore baby oil on our faces.
I know, and you were probably 17 years old. You never heard of lines and wrinkles. It was just not
right.
You.
I didn't think it would happen.
Yeah, it couldn't possibly happen. That's absolutely correct. Absolutely correct. Now, look, there are some really, really good methods that are a bit more invasive, aside from topicals, that will deliver significant improvement to your skin that can actually undo some of the damage, not all, but some of the damage that the sun did to you for 10 years. Talk to a competent plastic surgeon, dermatologist. There's a lot that we have to offer these days. And don't be evasive.
It would be wonderful. We'll have to talk with you about to see if you're in town in New York City and we can make an appointment and visit with you.
I would absolutely love it. Thank please do. I would be available to you, whatever, wherever I am. I'll be sure that I will be there for the appointment. And
well, good, because the three of us, we are former NFL cheerleaders, and we're still doing promotional things, and so it would be wonderful to have your expertise and to promote your products.
I would, of course, be greatly honored. And, this would be a wonderful, wonderful opportunity. Thank you so much.
Well,
thank
we can't
you.
Thank you enough for sharing your products with us. Since they arrived, we've been using them, and we're smiling.
All right. Yeah. I hope you're using my SPF 30. Please,
yeah.
please, that's the most important, that you
we
have
are.
To protect what you have. You just hang on to your good skin. Don't let the sun take it away from you. That's the most critical step in skincare, in my opinion.
Well,
and
we hope to
I would
meet
say
you in New
really
York City, and we would love to have you join us again on Chit Chat Cafe Live.
Absolutely. Anytime whatsoever. Anytime. Terrific.
Well, thank you very much, Dr. Dines.
It's my pleasure, and I
thank
hope
you.
I will be able to talk to you soon.
We certainly
okay?
will come to meet you soon in the next couple
terrific,
of months.
Terrific, honey. Thank you very much.
Bye.
Thank you.
Thank
have
you.
A
thank
wonderful
you, Dr. Dina.
Take care, honey. Take care. Bye-bye.
Good night.
Have a good night.
She.
I love her products.
She's adorable. She's so cute. I
want to meet her. She is so beautiful. She is the most beautiful woman
I know.
On QVC.
Oh, so now we have to take our Chit Chat Cafe Live show on the road again back to New York to meet Dr. Dina.
Sounds like fun.
We will. Well, it's been a wonderful show. We'd like to thank our fabulous sponsors, Laura Geller Makeup, Intimacy Bras, and St. Croix Orthopedics, and our producer, Corey King. Remember, you can tune in to hear the Corey King Show every Wednesday night at 7 p.m. on Artist First.
And we'd like to thank our guest tonight, Jessica Pfister. She's director of La Mystère Lingerie. And Dr. Adrian Dines. I remind everybody to listen to our archives. All you have to do is click on a link to our show, scroll down to the date you want to listen to, click it, and you can enjoy our show while you're doing Facebook or work or just hanging out. And I'd like to wish everybody a happy Thanksgiving. Next week, we will not be here live. I think it's going to be the first time in how long, Nancy, since we haven't been live?
For a long time.
Yeah. I'd like to wish everybody a happy and safe holiday, and we'll see you in 2 weeks. Good night, everybody. Good night, girls.
Good night.
Night.